Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. So for me, it's like, okay, and I get it. I personally wouldn't want to do that either. What's going on, everybody? Oh, I heard. This Derek made So, but not for nothing. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Amon, and we are back with another video. Some people say that he got paid. Some people don't understand. I mean, what if the nigga's really gay? Okay. Yes. Oh, are we here? What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Armand, and we are live in the studio, and we're back with another video. Ooh, that sounded good today. Okay, how's everybody doing on this good Monday afternoon, evening, or morning if you're somewhere in the UK at this current time? How's everybody doing? All right, you guys, welcome. It's been a minute since I posted a video. Well, it really hasn't been that long. But, you know, when I'm gone for more than 2 days, it's like, oh, my God, where have you been? Well, honestly, I've been resting and, quite frankly, doing me. And, you know, it's been Pride. So I was celebrating Pride. I actually went out to San Francisco Pride, which was phenomenal. I had a blast. It was a lot of people. Oh, my God, it was a lot of people. The lines were long as shit. I spent a lot of money, really, you know, those Pride things, you know, like they'd be so expensive, you know, like you can go there during the regular season and it's kind of like, you know, it's a lot more affordable. And then you go during Pride and it's like all the prices are raised up and then you can't drive. Like the parking is horrible. The lines are through the fucking roof. People stepping on your shoes, people bumping into you. I think that Prides are a situation where people get so sloppy, so drunk, and they just walk around and just bump into you and just do, you know, all kind of weird shit. Also, another interesting thing about Pride, for me is I don't really get the whole, you know, walking around naked with the jock strap. I don't understand that. I don't really understand the men with the dog mask on. Like, that stuff gets a little weird for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, when they start doing the stuff like that, that gets a little weird. And then that's when I start separating myself from the community. Because that ain't me, okay? I'm not walking around with no leash and no dog mask. I'm not walking around with my ass out. I'm not walking around with my pee-pee out. I'm not walking around like that. Anybody that's walking around like that in broad daylight with kids around, that's weird to me. And so that's the part of the community that I, you know, I am not in that part of it, okay? But yes, there was a lot of that going on. I just want to make sure our friends on Facebook are getting the memo. Hold on. I just want to make sure everybody's getting the memo here on Facebook as well. Give me 1 second so I could make sure that my shit is charged up, because we're going to get into some things. And we're talking about Lil Nas today, speaking of pride, okay? So... give me 1 second. All right, guys. I am back. Now, so before we get into Lil Nas, I want to continue telling you a little bit about pride. Okay, so pride is cool. Like, I like pride. I just don't understand the whole point of, you know, like I was saying, like the men walking around butt naked. I don't understand that. I don't understand the dog stuff. I don't understand the cat suits. I don't understand any of that. Like, I feel like you could be prideful without having to expose your private parts. So to me, that's a little, I'm not really into that part. And then it's always like the people that are naked is not the body parts you want to see. Like, it's never anybody like super sexy or attractive. It's always like some 100-year-old white man or some fucking really badly built, you know, no booty, no peep, no, like, it's nothing there. And, but you have it out for everyone to see on blast. I mean, I kid you not, this man had on some shorts. I swear to God. And I didn't even know they were shorts, mind you. This man, he literally, well, from the back, it was just a white string up his ass, okay? And I'm like, what is that? So my man goes to me, he goes, oh, he has on shorts. And I'm like, well, what do you mean he has on shorts? All I see is a string up his ass. So... well, when the man turned around, it looked like shorts, like with the pockets, the zipper, the button, and everything. It was like regular shorts. But when you turned around, the whole ass was out, and it was just a string. So they cut everything else out and left the string up his ass and left the front. Like, what was the whole – I don't understand that shit. And then we had another man. He had on jeans, and the whole ass was cut out in a circle. Well, what's the point of the jeans, sir? I just don't understand stuff like that. And, you know, but not for nothing, I still had a good time. It was an eventful pride. I got the people watch. And I still don't understand why people bring their children to stuff like that. I would not, and people disagree with me on this, but I would not bring my kids to pride. I know some of you guys are going to be like, well, Armand, you know, it's pride. You should be able to do, you know, you should bring your kids around. They can, there's acceptance. You teach your kids how to be, you know, accepting to other people and things like that. I totally get that. I totally understand that. But at the same time, listen, when a man is walking around with his dick and balls out, I don't need my kid to be eye level with some bullshit like that. You know what I mean? Honestly, in that situation, until, I don't know how it is in everybody else's pride, but I know San Francisco, I'm not bringing my kids to San Francisco Pride, okay? And I mean, they had little kids and toddlers and babies. I'm like, listen, do y'all not see all these, like, not for nothing. It was a lot of weirdos out there. You know, you have to be very strong-minded, and you have to have a good, true sense of self when you walk into such chaos like that. And unfortunately, I hate that it's like that for the gay community, because I see where so many of the damn, like, stigmas and stereotypes and all that shit come to play, because I'm like, I'm there and I'm like, this is really weird. This is uncomfortable for me. Like, why is this man looking like this? Like, this is weird. But I don't know. Maybe it could just be me. I had a good time, nonetheless. But let's talk about Lil Nas X for a moment. Speaking of Pride Month, so apparently he came out of the closet over the weekend or yesterday for the last day of Pride Month, or he really didn't. He alluded to it. I'm not really sure. Okay, so here's what happened. So according to TMZ, he was at, I guess Miley Cyrus brought him out on the show that she, they were in Europe somewhere, and they, I guess Billy Ray and Miley was performing, and, you know, they brought him out on stage, and he, you know, he had a phenomenal time, and then he went backstage and felt compelled on the last day of Pride Month to, you know, send out a tweet. And so this was the tweet that he sent out. Let me see if I can get it. I got so many damn notes here. Okay, hold on. Let me see. The devil is a liar. What? They do that to me all the... Okay, so I guess the tweet is not here. Which it should have been. Well, long story short, let me get it. Let me just read it to you. Sheesh, because I know I just had that damn thing. Oh, let me get it right here. I'm about to get it right now for y'all. I think I deleted it on accident. Listen, while you're here, make sure you guys like and share and subscribe. I want to shout out to all my my Facebook friends and family watching. Shout out to you. Shout out to the BNB squad here on YouTube. All right, so this is the tweet. Some of you all already know. Some of you all don't care. Some of you all not going to fuck with me no more. But before this month ends, I want y'all all to listen closely to Closure. So Closure is one of the songs on his EP. So I took a listen to Closure, and then he puts a rain. Well, you saw the rainbow, so it was alluding to the fact that he's gay. Now this is the song. This is the record. These are the lyrics to the record. It says, "True, say I want." And I need to let go. Use my time to be free. It's like it's always what you like. It's always what you like. Why it's always what you like? It's always what you like. Ain't no more acting, man. That forecast. You know what? I'm not about to read this shit. I can't. Y'all read that. I'm gonna give y'all a second to read that to yourselves. Because I was going to attempt to do it, but it just wasn't going to come out right. So these are the lyrics, right? And so he still didn't say he was gay to me in the lyrics, okay? He still didn't say he was gay. But I guess this is the song he was talking about. So whatever. So the blogs, everybody's going with it. So we're assuming he's gay or bisexual. Either way, he's into men. All right. And so sources close to him say that he has always wanted to come out. He didn't really know how to do it. He was hesitant in coming out because he did not want to become the LGBT poster child. Let me read it to you actually verbatim what they're alleging that the source has said, okay? Sources say, well, they also say that he intended on coming out this way via like a tweet or things like that. He was tired of being closeted. He didn't tell anybody that he was going to come out on the last day of Pride Month. And they say that he wanted to tell everybody he was gay. But his hesitation is that he doesn't want to become the poster child for the LGBT community, at least not yet. He's 20 years old and has only been famous for a few months. And as one source put it, everything's happening so fast, his head is spinning. He may become a leader in the gay rights, but not quite yet. And so some members of the LGBT community, like I'm seeing, there's mixed reviews on it. There's a lot of people that feel some type of way. They feel like that was shade towards LGBT. They feel like, you know, if you are going to be in the LGBT community, you know, you should be proud of who you are. You should, you know, accept it. And, you know, you should be the poster child because it can help move the culture forward and maybe break boundaries and pull back layers on stigma and situations when it comes to LGBT artists and LGBT artists in hip hop. But I'm with Lil Nas X. Just because I'm gay, do not run and make me the LGBT poster child. Y'all is not about to get me wrapped up in every gay love story. Y'all not about to put a rainbow behind me on every motherfucking thing. I'm not going to be doing HIV ad commercials. I'm not doing PrEP commercials. I'm not doing all that shit all of a sudden. I don't want to do that because I understand as an artist, he probably does not want to be pigeonholed into being the gay rapper. You know, there's so... For me, I think this is a phenomenal idea to say, hey, listen, I'm gay, but don't make... I don't want to be the gay artist. I can be... It's clear I am a gay artist, but that should not be my title. You know? And not for nothing, this boy's song was number one on the Billboard for 12 weeks in a row. You know? So if he is gay, he's the first LGBT artist to have a number one song on the Billboard 100 and perform, you know, across the country and headline. Well, not, I don't know if he's really headline, but because it's just an EP. But, you know, he's performed on big major stages. You know, so many LGBT want and desire that chance to do so. But in my opinion, people might not agree with me, but I feel like he did this the right way. You know, he didn't come out as, oh, I'm gay. He let people listen to his music. He got his hit. And so now, you know, if you like him, you like him. He may lose some people, but he will gain some more fans in the LGBT community. Because not for nothing, I don't really listen to Lil Nas X. I wasn't really interested in him. And he's okay as an artist. Like, I've listened to the EP just for the news portion of it. It's okay. He's not my type. But listen, for the generation that I'm learning that the new generation coming up, they like a different sound of music, which is fine. You know, kids love them. White people love them. The country music people, they kind of feel some type of way. But I think he has a lane. I think he's garnered a lot more fans that he might have realized. And so he's a cute kid. You know, I'm in support of him for that. And he's done a lot. And I'm with him when I don't think that he wants to just be known as like, all right, I'm gay. Like I'm the gay guy now. Like put me on a fucking pink outfit and, you know, let me wear a dress to the fucking award shows. Like, no, like you can just be gay and be regular. I think I was talking to someone this morning, and they were saying, well, if you're gay and you don't want to be the poster boy, this, that, and the third, why come out of the closet? Well, why not come out of the closet? Just because you're gay does not mean that you have to go flying with a rainbow flag on your back. Like, I never understand that. Why gay means everybody has to know I'm gay. Look at me. Look at me. I'm fucking gay. Let's sing it to the rooftop. Woo, woo. I don't understand that shit. I don't understand that shit. I don't really like that shit. I think that is too much. And I think that's why, you know, not for nothing, a lot of these LGBT artists are not further in their career because they don't know how to move in the system, you know? And even without knowing how to move, let's just talk about how they present, how a lot of them come out, present. Like most LGBT artists, you know, not for nothing, a lot of them are okay when it comes to the how do I say this without everybody just fucking going in on me? All right. To me, there's a couple, but there hasn't been like that one that just goes in and really, as far as like the rappers and stuff, there hasn't been that one that's kind of like done it, you know? And so I don't even know if Lil Nas X is a rapper or a singer. I don't really know what you would consider him, but I'll put him in a rap category. I don't feel like there's an LGBT artist that has really just out there. It skill level is up to par. Number one, not that Lil Nas X's skill level is just so fucking brilliant, but I think the fact that even if he doesn't have the skill level, he puts out at least a decent song and songs that can be related to across all platforms. And he looks in a sense where some would say, I don't want to use that word. He looks I don't know how to say this without somebody taking offense to this. he looks like an everyday boy. You get what I'm saying? Like a regular everyday boy. It's not the whole antics of I'm gay. Oh, let me wear nails, pink hair, fucking a tube top and lashes and fucking lip gloss and earrings and I'm a rap. And then when I'm a rap, I'm going to talk about sitting on a dick and sucking a dick and doing a split on a dick and put it in my butt. And all that shit is like, who's really going to listen to that? Who's really going to listen to that and take that shit serious on a major level? Who? I don't even listen to that. I don't even listen to that shit. Like, I don't even listen to that shit myself. So, I don't know. I mean, I get it, but so what I'm saying is, you know, he doesn't want his sexuality to be, you know, his claim to fame or his downfall. And I think that that's real. I think he just wants to be like, hey, this is who I am. I don't want to hide. I'm glad some of y'all fuck with me. But not for nothing, if I'm going to be in this game, why wouldn't you want to be your true authentic self? Even if that means you lose a little bit. And I guess some people will say like, well, you know, some people's true authentic self is the whole rah, 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 rah. And I guess that's fine. So you have to understand that the world is not really ready to accept all that yet. So you might have to just wait and the tides will turn. And you know, possibly that can happen. But in the Lil Nas X situation, I think that he's right. He's only 20 years old. He does not need to go and be the spokesperson for gay rights. I think he should go and focus on his music, put together an album, and needs to get a number one hit song, you know, and right now that should be the focus. That should be the focus. Let's take some calls. I want to know what you guys think. Do you think that he should be an LGBT poster boy, or do you feel like, you know, he's right and not wanting to, you know, be known as Lil Nas X, the gay rapper, and everybody, you know, I'm gay, and let me start doing gay commercials and gay movies and gay films and gay songs and fucking hosting every pride. Like, do you think that that's the case? I don't think that he should be doing that because I think he's doing just fine right now. I think he has great connections in hip-hop. People
people fuck with him, like Frank Ocean. Like, Frank Ocean is not like the poster boy for gay. You know, Frank Ocean is gay, and he's well respected. Who else is gay? Well, even though he's not really like popular like that, but Chance the Rapper's brother. I don't know. He really doesn't have a huge career, but you know, he's out, but he's not really like, let me be gay, because it just feels like once you come out and you start getting into that gay arena, like you get stuck there. You can get really stuck and lost in the sauce. Not to say that there's no money, not to say that there's no success, not to say that there's anything wrong with that space, but you know, there's a lot more outside of just that sector. You know, and so you sometimes a person doesn't want to be, you know, typecasted or pigeonholed into one sector. And I'm with that. I'm with that. I think that that's a smart idea for him. I think that he's trying to get longevity also, you know, by being himself. So, you know, he wants, you know, the world to know, hey, this is who I am. But at the same time, like, don't ask me to go be fucking wearing a cape during the Pride Parade, because that's not what I'm trying to do either. I just want y'all to know I like a little dick every now and then, and girl, it's okay. But I still want y'all to stream this music, because the music is relatable to all platforms. Now, are some straight men going to, you know, be making jokes, and would he probably lose some different fans? Possibly, but those men are probably insecure, you know what I mean? Because his music isn't overtly sexualized, and it isn't super direct in a sense of, like, he's not talking about men, you know what I mean? Or, you know, it's not super sexual either. So I feel like, just because if you know he's gay now, and because he came out, if you decide not to support him, or you feel as though you can't listen to his music now, I think that that's something wrong with you internally. And maybe you have to deal with some things. And listen, not for nothing, some people may not listen to him anymore, but who cares? You know, you need to be yourself. And I think that it's cool. So I don't know. I want to know what you guys think. The number is 563-999-3650. Oh, God, the lines are full. All right. 646-7951, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand, what the hell? I'm number one in this line? I can't believe
yes.
it. You already know who this is. This is Kalata from New York City. What's up, man?
What's going on, boo? How are you?
I'm chilling. But listen, I know it's a lot of callers, so let me get right straight to the punch. I want to touch two parts. I want to go back, because, you know, I'm listening from the beginning. I don't start at the end. So I'm going to go back. When you talked about the how people should, their appearance at these events and bringing children, I think it's wrong. If I go to a club and it says 21 and older, we know there's a reason for it, because people come in mini skirts, they come with their boobs out, they come with all kind of looks, and it's not for children. The atmosphere is just not for children. We know when gay pride and people are coming, they're expressing themselves with hair, nails, body parts out even more, because the men want to look like attractive women, the women want to look like attractive men, and however they want to do it. It's a little bit much for some people, and some people love it, but to take your children there and expose them to breasts out and penises and all that stuff, backsides out, that's too much. It's not for kids. That they should not learn that, to see that kind of way about gay pride, that kind of way. That's a conversation you should have at home with your kids in private. Introduce them to it, but not like that. So
right.
I'm in total agreement with you. Now we're going to go forward to Nas X. Now, let me say this. I think it's remarkable that he came out as a young man to say that he is gay. And I'm going to explain how I feel as far as him being a poster boy. If that's what he wants to be, I say go for it, because it's for the younger people. But if he's saying he doesn't want it, I'm forward to. I can understand it. Now, while I think that he might would be a good poster person, because we have so many young people right now committing suicide, feeling like there's not people like them, there's not people speaking out, they don't have anyone that they can really look to, up to a lot in that age rank. And I think for so many white people loving him and so many black people loving him, it's a big deal. But if that's something that he's not ready for, I respect it. Not something he should be forced into it, but I can understand why people would look at him as a good person, a good candidate for a poster person. And I'm looking at the only reason why I feel he would be great for the younger generation. We're having so much problem with suicide, people scared to come out, people scared to talk and to be honest with their own sexuality. Young folks are battling this daily, going to school and things like that. So I just think if it's something that he wanted to do, fine. I'm proud of him that he came forward to say this is what I am, accepted or not. As far as making music, like you said before, with all that raunchy stuff, I can't stand it. I can't stand it. I feel that there's no need for somebody to be talking about, I'm going to stick this inside you. And I don't even want to hear regular people talking like that. It's annoying.
Well, hold on.
Personal business.
See, that's the word. So, if I don't correct this, then a lot of people will go in on me. And so we have to correct. So I know you probably didn't know how to say it either, because I didn't know how to say it either. So, like, everybody is a regular person. So, you get
I'm
what I'm
sorry.
Saying?
You got to help me with
saying?
This, Alma. Help
yeah.
me. No
yeah,
one's
yeah, yeah,
no
yeah, yeah.
disrespect
so,
anybody.
Yeah. So, we can't say that, you know, straight people are regular and gay people are, like, not
You're
regular.
Right. You're right, but help me, because I'm, let me tell you something. I've learned a lot from you, Armand. I've learned to respect the gay community. I've learned to respect transgender. I've learned so much from watching your show. I've had I have adult kids who have a lot of gay friends, and I still never really came to understand a lot until I started watching your show. And I really fell in love with you because of your delivery. It really helped to educate me. So I'm honest to be able to say that I was blind to a lot. So I don't really know the lingo. So please, for everybody to, you know, I apologize by saying regular. I didn't mean it like that. But what I'm saying is, I should say people who are not gay. I don't want to turn onto a song where you talking about, and you can stick me inside my A and do all this craziness and stuff like that. Well, we can say Cardi B, for example. I mean, everybody, I make a big deal about her, but I really don't like some of the stuff.
Okay, Carter, we got to take some more people. We got a lot of people on here, so I got to take some more. Thank you.
Well, I love you up, Armand. Thank
you
so much. Take care.
Right. And bye-bye. I agree with you with the pride stuff. Listen, I agree with her. I don't think that kids should be at these prides with women and with titties out and men with dicks and asses and balls out. I don't really understand all that. I'm not into that myself. So, well, let's take some more callers. We're going to have to be quick, though, okay, guys? If you guys want to call in, the number is 563-999-3658. We're talking Lil Nas X. We're talking about gay pride. Should little kids be at pride? Should Lil Nas X be the poster boy for gay people now? What do you guys think? 501-1569, you're live on the air.
Hi, Armand, long time. I'm sorry.
Hey, what's going on? Lives.
But I make sure I watch, though. That's the damn show. as far as kids going, to a certain extent, you feel me? It depends on the parent as well. You know what I'm saying? We didn't have to hold the kid, the parents accountable as well. You know what I'm saying? If they cool with that type of stuff, then whatever. I know my baby ain't going to be there, okay? But
right.
I'm also a part of it, but I don't go exposed and all of that. And you feel me? I think they should have like another separate event. If you want to teach your children, they should make some Funland type thing, but also
right.
in support of teaching the young. You know what I mean? So,
right.
But as far as him, I don't think that he wanted to come out for the sole purpose of everybody to be like, hey, oh my God, yay, and all of that. And I want to be this, and I'm trying to stand up for it. You know, not everybody wants that type of responsibility. You know what I'm saying?
No.
He just wants to make his music, and, like, he's still young, so he might not even have that in him yet. You feel me? Maybe maybe soon. We don't know, but I think he just wants to be out of the closet so that way he can live his life. That way, if he's walking somewhere with his boyfriend, it's not going to come as a surprise. Like, hey, I just want to chill with my nigga. Get the fuck out of the face. You know what I'm saying?
So,
that's personally what I think that's about. You know what I'm saying? He ain't trying to be nobody's superhero or nothing, but just letting me and the dude chill. Shit. But that's also, I know you got a bunch of callers. I love you guys. Bye.
And I understand that. Yes, listen. And I think that's what it is, too. Like, if he just wanted to go somewhere or go to a club, he's now able to do so. And not for nothing, when you're becoming – let me tell you this. I'll tell you. There are so many people that are in the industry, whether it's the music industry, the social media industry, that are gay. And I know for a fact. But – and they have millions of followers, okay? But they – you can tell that they want to be out, but they can't because, you know, they've built this huge brand at this point. So now it's kind of like they don't want any shakeups in it. So I think Lil Nas X is like, all right, well, I'm growing. I'm going to be a big star. Let me get all this shit out now before these niggas like find out or it goes any further. If I am going to be a celebrity, if I'm going to be this big superstar, I want to be it on my own terms. I want to be comfortable being who I am. And that's the way I am. You get what I'm saying? Like, I want to be successful being me. I wouldn't want to be successful being somebody that you think I should be. Like, there's nothing like being successful and you are 100% authentically yourself. There's a lot of successful people out there, but there's not a lot of successful people out there that are 100% authentically themselves. They are caricatures of other things. And so that's why, you know, you see a lot of these people that end up, you know, taking on these huge drug habits or they end up having a lot of mental illness issue. They have a lot of anxiety. They deal with a lot of different things because they're not themselves, and they become these huge entities. So they have to, you know, become this person that is not really who they are, but they have to become the person that they presented to you and who you've known them to be, because that's what's keeping their career going. So it's just a lot. So I feel like he is like, all right, I'm growing, and you know what? I probably should get this out. Let's get this out now, you know, before, you know, I've got my number one hit. I'm touring. I'm this. I'm that. He's built a big enough fan base across multiple platforms, white, black, Hispanic, you know, and this would be the best time to do so. And a lot of people say, well, he should have came out sooner. Absolutely not. We have to also be real here. Even if you think, like, there's a lot of people that think, oh, gays run the world. And that kills me when everybody thinks that, you know, being gay is just so easy, because it's not. The only time it's easy is when you're an assistant, a stylist, hair and makeup. Sure, we want the gay guy. We love the gay guy to be, not for nothing, the help. The gay guy is perfect as the sidekick. But the minute that you want to be the boss, it's like, well, hold on. You want to come into this culture, hip hop culture, and you want number one hits, you want to perform on our stages, and you don't want to do the hair and makeup, you don't want to be the publicist, you don't want to be on the side, you actually want to be on the stage. And then got the nerve to want to be out without having to put on a wig and nails and lipstick and foo-foo and fra-fra and all bunch of crazy shit. You just want to be regularly you? Oh, no, nigga, get the hell out of here. You better go take a cosmetology course somewhere. You know, that's how they, that's how I feel like they treat the gays when the gays want to come out and, you know, be these artists, be these rappers and be out. So the thing is, he had to make sure the music was there first. Then the sexuality comes second, which I think is phenomenal because so many gay artists do it backwards. They come out, I'm gay, woo. And then they drop the music, and then the music is not even that great. See, his music is not all that great to me either. But people were able to fall in love with a hit. So even if his career just suddenly stopped, which I don't think it is, he's been very successful. He's touched major stages, toured across the country and the world. And so he's forced people to listen to his music. Sometimes when you come out as the gay, people won't even give you the chance to listen to your music. So he did it the smart way. Say what you want, but I think he was very smart in his approach. And I've been saying this forever. Where's the music? Music first, gay second. Music first, gay second. Music first, gay second. All right, let's get into some things. 646-4791.
Hello.
Hi, what's going on?
This is Brandon Damien. What's up?
I cannot hear you. Let's take another call. Private caller, you're live on the air.
What's up, Azaman?
What's going on, Mishi? It's been a long time, boo.
I know, too long. It's so great to see you on.
Yes.
And, you know, I really like how the last caller was able to let you know how much your show, you know, reaches out to people, educating
yes.
as well as entertaining, because, you know, that really is so deep that you do touch a lot of people. And, you know, you really
yes.
let people know. And what's so wonderful about that, which ties into everything that you're talking about, is how everything doesn't have to be about your sexuality, and the fact that there are so many different, you know, venues when it comes to even the LGBTQ community, because not everyone does have to be all frou-frou, not everyone does have to be, you know, the Bears or whatever, like, it's just a whole plethora of awesomeness.
Yes.
So, you know, you want to be able to see that, and a lot of the suicides really do come from, because this is a serious thing, not having that representation of, you know, just the, I don't want to say normal, but just like you know what I'm saying, where it's like,
yes.
no, I don't want all that, you know what I mean? And so a lot of, because they're presented with the so-called lifestyle that's not even really them, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're presented
right.
with what's supposed to be a gay lifestyle, but that is honestly not a gay lifestyle. Like I said, it's always been hidden between, you know what I'm saying? And so it's not the gay lifestyle, but that's what they're presented with. I mean, people will never, ever be able to, you know, understand that. Like you said, like, I don't understand. Like, I don't get with that. And so a lot
yeah.
of it comes down to what that's what they think it is. And so they figure, I'd rather just not be anything and I can't be here. And that's where
mm-hmm.
those suicides, you know, kind of come in. And like you were talking about with the children at Pride, yeah, no. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't care who the parents are. It's also tied in, like, it's so deep that I wish you'd really do a show on it so you could go into it. But the undercurrent of all of that really comes from the fact that there needs to be more people like you to represent the whole of that. It's fine if that's how you are and how you get down, wonderful. But there's a time and a place. And where they're showing
yes.
whatever ages, no. You know what I mean? Like the other lady said, if there could be an event, like maybe in the nighttime, where all of that's out and like, let your freak flag fly high. But with children right there, you know, you want to teach children to be proud, even if they're gay or not, to be that it's all right. But there's a time and a place, like you said, with everybody just naked and out. No, there's nothing wrong with nudity. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. But the way that it's presented, the way that it comes about, it matters, you know, especially if you're looking at teaching children. And like you said, the guy with the shorts that are shorts, but then they're not. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
what children need to see that? So
no,
all of this kind of ties into the whole.
These guys walk around here with the whole. Old men are walking around with the cock ring, with the balls and the penis out.
Yes, Yeah, I mean, you know, and Pride is wonderful because of that too. Just because I mean,
I don't understand that. Why?
You know what?
Why do we have to do that?
It kind of ties in. Because it kind of ties into a little bit of BDSM. So, you know, if you kind of, you know, dabble in that, then you'll get it. But if you don't, you know what I mean? You know, same thing. But that's why I'm saying, like, even if you do or don't, children, that's not a place for them to even look at that. Children's minds are sponges. They don't need to take that in. You know what I mean? But it is,
yeah,
and it's also artistic because
like
a lot of
the puppies, like they're puppies. Like I was like, I had to literally look that up. I'm like, why are they doing that? No, these men really think that they're puppies, and then they got the things around their neck, and then it's like if there's a lock and a key, that means that they're owned by another a puppy mat. Like what? And there's a whole like puppy community, and they think that they're animals and like dogs, and they eat off the floor and do a bunch of weird shit. That's weird to me. That's weird.
It is very different. It's very different. But that's what I mean. Like you know, it's different. There's just so much that's available that, you know, we're all entitled to our own kink, and you have it, but there's got to be a balance when you have children around. And see, the key that there's not that balance, that's what I'm saying. It ties into that too, because it's not just children are around here and there. And I'm not saying that every parent that allows that to happen, that's fine. That's not it. But the fact that it's happening with the children there, the way that it's happening and the way that it's been introduced, there's an agenda for that. You know what I'm saying? And it ties into, it's so deep. Like it ties into just too much black market shit, but it's deep. You know what I'm saying? And it's intertwined. And as the LGBT community, they've always been breaking apart that, you know what I'm saying? They've always been okay. No, you know what I'm saying? Because there is a difference. There is a line that is drawn by, you know, true LGBTQ community. They've always been like, no, no, no. Like, you know, when it comes into the whole, because it's honestly not just children. It's the abuse of children. The abuse of children. And the real LGBT community has always been like, don't try to hide that in here. You know what I'm saying? Don't come here with that. So they've always drawn that line, but it's always been, you know, interwoven within. And that's why I'm saying we need more people like you that speak out, because they always speak out. But in the world that we're in right now with the whole abuse of children, like literally being an industry, it is, you know, being pushed in different ways that are making people, even people that are open to the LGBTQ community, they're open to it. But when they come across something like this, they automatically associate that with the community when it's not. And that's why they hide within the community like that, because they want to have that sort of way to kind of, you know, trick people into it, but it isn't. And the more that we have more people like you to come out to speak, to show how it should be, you'll also be saving confused children. Because like that woman said, when
you only see this part of the lifestyle...
Definitely. Uh-huh. Well, I just say, you know, I love you and I thank you so much and keep doing what you do.
All right. Thank you, boo. Love you. Bye. Okay, listen. So we got a lot of people on here, so we're going to have to make it quick, okay? We can't be very long-winded. All right. Let's do another one. 282-0260. You're live on the air. Hello?
Hello.
Okay, you're not ready. All right. 562-7110. You're live on the air. Got to be ready.
Hey,
hello?
Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Don't be acting like you don't hear me. I don't play that mess. I've been waiting too long. Anyway, how you doing, babe?
Good. How are you?
I'm blessed. Thanks for asking. And I want to give a shout out to Michi. I ain't heard her in a while. So welcome back and stop being without us and stuff. We got to hear your voice more often, babe. Anyway, so I think that in this day and age, for some reason, one thing I've noticed is like people are quick to put people into boxes and categories. And for me personally, it's really aggravating. Like we always have to categorize someone. I think that like we're, for the most part, black people are free, gay people are free, like women's rights, all that stuff. So it's like, in spite of that, why does everyone have to be put into a box? Like they have to announce who they are as a black person. We don't have to announce who we are. You could already see it. Like, why does it have to be like, oh, I'm gay, or oh, I'm conscious, or oh, I'm like, you know, hipster, or oh, I'm this, I'm that. Like, why can't we just be free to be fluid
and who we are, because when you put people in boxes and put labels and categories in them, it doesn't give them that freedom to accept and embrace the fullness of who they are. Like, why can't he just be a person?
Well, the reason why he can't do it is just because he's a celebrity. And then, you know, we're going to want to know about his business, and we're going to dig. And I know what you're saying is, why do people even care to dig? It's just a thing. It's kind of like, you know, we just want to know. And I think, not for nothing, you know, I wouldn't mind people knowing, like, my sexuality. Listen, this is who I am. This is what I'm into. I'm gay. Like, it's not a secret to me. And, you know, some people don't want to... Some people want you to know, hey, this is where I stand. I like to know where a person stands, and I like for a person to know where I stand.
Like, I totally get that, especially as far as being a celebrity and, like you said, knowing where people stand. But at the same time, that's different than, like, him becoming the quote-unquote poster boy for something.
Mm-hmm.
If he likes
mm-hmm.
men and he wants to come out and say, hey, like, I dig men, like, or even a person who's bisexual or pansexual. You know what? Generally, I like men, but I might have hooked up with a woman last night. Whatever, that's fine. And if he wants to come out and say he's gay, that's fine. But at the same time, he doesn't need to put it on a T-shirt. He doesn't need to put it
no.
on a billboard. He doesn't
no,
like,
he does not.
That's what I'm saying. Like, along those lines, like, he doesn't need to be a poster boy or a poster child for this cause. Just, okay, he's gay, and that's it. Like, let's move on, you know? And I'm not saying that against you. I'm just saying that, like, in the grand scheme of things, okay, he's gay. That's it. But I think another thing for him is that fluidity, and that's represented in his music. Like, he's said he's not country. He's not hip-hop. He's not rap. He's not this or that. He just makes music. And I think, in a way, I kind of – attribute that to his sexuality as well. Like, he just is who
yeah.
he is, and I think that he doesn't want to be the poster boy for gay rap, because he doesn't even consider himself a rapper. He just considers himself an artist. So he's just a gay artist. That's it. That
and I think it's great. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. 415-9463. You're live on the air.
Yes. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good, thank you. As far as the children being at Pride, that has been going on for years. I don't agree with it. However, growing up in San Francisco, I saw that a whole lot, especially the kids who pretty much did what they wanted to do. They kind of snuck over to Pride and did what they wanted. But I do agree, they're not supposed to be there. And I've seen in years past that I've gone to Pride, I've seen the babies, I've seen the little children. Even at the Folsom Street Fair, I've seen little kids
oh.
kind of being snuck into there. And that is a total no-no, because you got gruesome sex acts going on stages at the Folsom Street Fair, you know. And as far as Lil Nas X, I mean, what do you think? Could this be a publicity stunt? Because it's like, who cares if he comes out?
So let's
gay.
Talk about okay.
I
okay,
mean,
I'm glad that you said that. Okay, so hold on. Let's talk about that. Hold on, I'm gonna put you on mute real quick. Let's talk about the publicity stunt. I've been here, you know, this publicity stunt. He could have gotten paid. This, that, and the third. Listen, even if it was a publicity stunt, good for him. He should use he if he's gonna use it to sell more records. Fine. Why not? Because let me tell you something. If he is gay, and didn't tell anybody, and they caught him with a man, or was being, you know, closeted, or you know, there was a rumor out, because people, I think, were calling him gay and saying he was gay because he was, like, I guess, ran a Nicki Minaj fan page, and he didn't, you know, he denied it, and people were, you know, pulling and prying and calling him gay, and people were making videos, blogs were being written, people were making money off of it, people were using that for clickbait and this, that, and the third. So listen, if he wants to make an announcement and tell you to listen to his music to get the answer, I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. Who gives a damn if it's a publicity stunt? The man is still gay. So what? If he didn't come out with it, people would be looking to expose him later on in the future the minute there was an inkling that he could be gay. People would start digging into his personal life, digging, looking to expose him. So why not expose himself? And then the minute he exposes himself, oh, he must have had to get paid, or this is a publicity stunt. Oh, fucking well. Hopefully it all happened. Hopefully he got paid, and hopefully it was a good, and it was a damn good publicity stunt. Oh well, but the secret is out. Like I that doesn't mean anything to me. Go ahead.
Right, and then also, I mean, and I know this is a whole nother. Well, it's the same topic, but it's a whole nother show. I mean, they say in the industry, and you may not be able to respond to this. I know you're part. You know, you're in the industry and you're in the limelight. They say that people are turned out in the industry just to get, you know, famous. I don't know how true that is, the whole Illuminati thing. So if that's the case, then what's, like, you know, once again, what's the point of him coming out and all of that type of stuff? You know,
well,
I mean, I
can't
really
just
word
now,
it right.
Like, we can't do that. We can't do that. We can't do that. We can't. Now, you see how this works? Like, whenever you become a public figure, you are literally damned if you do or you damned if you don't. So now that the man has came out, people want to think that, you know, he is a publicity stunt, he was turned out, this, that, and third. And now if he didn't say shit at all, people will be calling him, you know, they will be trying to expose him as being on the down low and, you know, and not being comfortable with himself. So listen, I don't think the man was turned out. I think the man is 20 years old. He got a piece of fame. He realized that, you know, he's on the up and up, and he probably just wanted to just tell you, listen, I like men. And so if you see me with a man, listen, I'm gay. I don't want to hide this from the world because I know eventually when all this is said and done, he might want to be in a relationship with a man. And as big as he gets and the bigger he becomes, he's going to probably want to go on a date. He's going to want to probably be in a relationship. You can't hide who you are forever.
Exactly. And, you know, I mean, he might already be doing that, but more power to him, you know. And I thank you for accepting my phone call. I love watching your show. And you looking real refreshed after Pride, like you got some good shea butter and some good water.
Thank you. Bye.
Have a good one.
Yes, yes, yes. All right. All right. Wow. The lines are through the roof as usual. Listen, so this is the point, and I know a lot of people get upset, but listen, this is where we are going to take a couple of more. And if you want to move to the top, super chat to the top. Now, listen, if the super chat don't hit the top of the line, I'm not going to see that. Let's be very clear. So y'all can't be expect. Armand did that. Come on, y'all. Let's be fair here. Can't be, you know. All right, because there's a lot of people waiting, so we can't cheat with the freebies. All right. Let me see. Did that person call back? Okay, let me give them a chance because they called back. 281-0260. You live?
Yeah. Hello.
Okay. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing, Armand?
Hey, what's going on?
Okay, so I totally agree with Lil Nas X. I'm a rapper, too. I'm an artist. And it is so hard to get support when you just a regular artist. Like, I mean, you know, in the closet or whatever the case may be. It is really hard. Your friends doesn't support you. Even the own community will knock you down when you're out. So I definitely respect the way, the hustle that he did. That's exactly the way you're supposed to go, even though a lot of people disagree with it. But he was very smart in doing that, like, on all accords, respect.
Absolutely. And here's the thing. And like you said, when it comes to our specific community, I have not, let's just talk about Black LGBT. Like, the Black LGBT community is one of the most fickle communities because we'll build you up to a point, but the moment that you're built, like, the shade starts coming, the envy, the jealousy, the picking you apart,
for no reason.
They don't want to really support you because they feel like either their girlfriend should be in the position or they should be in the position,
They don't have the strength, they don't have the passion, they don't have the integrity to take that responsibility, because if you're getting mad on somebody else's come up, then that's something you have to deal with on your own, your inner. That's you. That's not the person. So why hate?
Yes.
Why shade them when they're on a hustle? That's ridiculous.
I'm the first one to say, you know, not for nothing. Listen, y'all not going to get me running out here with a motherfucking LGBT cape one flying through the roof, because the LGBT, although they're great, love my people. I don't let people,
exactly,
you know, disrespect LGBT. But at the end of the day, that in that sector of LGBT, they're not the most supportive people, you know. And so we're not just the most uplifting, supportive community. Like, we will shade the shit out of each other at any moment. So it's kind of like, girl, I'm with you, but I'm over here and you can be over there, because there's not this whole, you know, I don't know. It's just the thing with black people. I don't know if it's just LGBT or just black people in general, but it's like this crab in a barrel kind of thing. And so, listen, if I'm Lil Nas X, I'm not going out representing for the black LGBT or the LGBT hip hop community. I'm not doing all that because,
right, because
the motherfuckers don't, ain't, they not going to support you.
Exactly, because it's not a lot of us that can be in a Jeffree Star or James Charles position. And for Lil Nas X to do this in music at this time is really, really big. And he should just keep focused on his music. You know, I don't want to say not be so LGBT, but really just focus on the music. That's why people are supporting you. They're not supporting you because of your sexuality. They're supporting you because of your music. And that's what a lot of us have to realize. It's about the talent these days. It has to be about the talent. And for people to really take us in as that star. And that's what he did.
Right.
Like, all hands down.
And so, yeah, thank you, caller.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks, Amon.
Oh,
I was so.
Oh, I hung up on him again. Sorry. Yeah. So listen, we do have the GoFundMe. I wanted to listen. So a lot of people are asking for the GoFundMe. Like, I literally battled with whether if I was going to keep the GoFundMe or release it. Let's just do a side. Yeah, let me do a sidebar with this because we're about to close out. But I want to. Yeah, so I was going to do the GoFundMe. I was okay, so here's the thing with the GoFundMe. I was thinking about just refunding all the money and canceling the GoFundMe because a lot of people were it was very negative, you know. And here I am, and this all goes into what we're talking about today, so this is perfect that we're having this conversation. I recognize that it is hard for artists. That was just an artist on the phone. It's hard for artists, LGBT artists, artists in general, to get airtime, to get spins, to get these things, especially to be played in rotation with bigger name artists like Drake's, your Nicki Minaj's, this, that, and the third. And so many people were trying to be so negative in a sense. They were, you know, saying, oh, I need to go, you know, get a regular job and, you know, YouTube must not be paying me, and, you know, I'm trying to scam and steal the people's money. And I'm just like, listen, we've done a music show. I've given away cash on this show, so I have no reason to scam or steal from anyone. And I didn't want the integrity of the vision that I had to be tarnished by people trying to use me and a GoFundMe as content for, you know, their YouTube channel. Or their blog post, because that's not what this is about. It really literally is about creating a platform for other creators, i.e. other people that may want to, you know, do radio or, you know, people to get their music up there. That is what it's for. Listen, like I said, you don't have to donate. I literally was battling with the fact if I was going to keep it or not, because personally, I'm working on a lot of different things. So the GoFundMe, the radio station, is not even a rush. Like, there is no time limit on when that needs to be out, because I have prior commitments that I'm working on. But I just wanted to kind of break ground on the idea and the vision. So as of right now, it's still up. So if you'd like to donate, you can. We're not going to make it a big thing. If you would like to, I've got some emails from some private people that are looking to invest. We can do that behind the scenes if you guys want to. But we're not going to make a big spectacle of the GoFundMe, because there's a lot of people that are looking at it just to see how much the amount is for, or just to find negativity in it. And I really want to keep the authenticity and the greatness of this vision. I want to make sure it's protected, And we don't want to, like, a bunch of fucking roaches to try to discredit what it is that we're trying to do for the community, for the people. And this is an exact reason why, bringing it back to Lil Nas, why, you know, it's not always a great idea to announce things or tell people, you know, about you or what you're doing, because there are so many people out there. I mean, it's not a good idea to do those things first, because there's so many people out there that want to try to ridicule you or judge you or form an opinion about whatever it is, whether who you are sexually or what you're into sexually or you know, a business venture. And so, again, I agree with him. And going back to the GoFundMe, it'll be a very low-key thing. If you want to do it, you can. If you want to donate to it, you can email me. We'll still post the link in the description. But we won't be, like, doing a mass promotion for it, because we just still want to make – we just want to keep the integrity of the idea. All right. So I'm glad that we got that out of the way. So listen. Wow. This show kind of went by fast today. All right. I might do one more. 786-6675. You're live on the air.
Hey, Amon, I'm going to make it quick. I'm going to make it real quick. Listen, you're going to have to do a part two. You're going to have to do a part two to this show, and then you're going to have to go, like, pull some receipts, because it's like everybody's, like, talking about it. Lil Boosie done made a comment, and I heard the guy, Nas X, did not want him to actually use that name. So it's a lot of comments. So you're going to have to actually do a part two to this show,
okay.
And it's like everybody was waiting to call. And it's like, as far as the gay pride in it, they sexualize everything. You know who this is,
yes.
This your girl. They sexualize everything. And it's like they need to break out of that sexualizing everything. You understand what I'm saying? And then now that this boy is out, he's going to have to come out in the gay community, because they're going to want to know whether he's top, bottom, tranny lover. They're going to want to know all that. It's crazy how people want to know all this stuff. But I think you should do a part two. I think you should do it tonight. But anyway, pull the receipts, because it's like a lot of people are saying stuff. Even Lil Boosie now said some stuff about it. And I heard the guy Nas did not want him to even use the name. But I was trying to make it real, real quick.
Oh, okay. So there's always – so that you're saying that there's some shade now from the rapper – from the hip-hop community towards him now?
Yeah. You're going to have to do a part two to this story, because it's like a lot of people are saying stuff like Boosie's already saying something about him sitting on a dick or something stupid. Well, you know, you can expect that from him.
Wow.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You could expect that from him. But when it comes down to gay people, now that the boy is out, everybody's going to want to know what category in the community that he fit in, like whether he like trannies, whether he like straight.
But
yeah,
why
you know how
does
that
matter?
No, it doesn't matter, but Amon, you know how these people are. Like,
yes.
You understand what I'm saying? You know how these people are. And I think I'm glad he did it now, because I'm sure it's a backstory in that ATL, because he come from ATL. It's a backstory somewhere. So I'm glad he did it, so nobody can expose the boy.
Right.
Somebody
Thank
got some
you,
receipts.
Bro.
Trust. All right.
And so we'll get the tea, and we'll do a part two.
You need to do a part two on this one.
Okay.
All right.
Bye. Oh, wow. And then this is the other thing. Not for nothing. Then maybe I'll do this in a part two. But somebody just sent over to me. And then this is becomes the issue, too. I mean, I get it. But this is where it gets a little thirsty. I'm going to upload this. This is what I can't take. This is what I can't take. You know, and listen, it's no shade. It's no shade. Oh, fuck. Hold on. I'm about to do this. Maybe I will do the part two. But I'm going to add this in here like this. Because this is part of another problem. I mean, this got sent over to me. Now, this is a problem. It's not the same problem that we're talking about. But this is another issue. Why, you know, people don't probably want to come out. And so I'm going to show it to you now. Let me just see if I can upload it real quick. Let me try to get it real quick. If you guys haven't done so, please make sure you guys like, share, and most importantly, subscribe to the channel. Please subscribe to the channel. Hi to my friends on Facebook. If you would like to call in, I might do another call. Hold on, let me see. This is another issue for me. So this just got sent to me while I was on the air, so I'm trying to upload it for you guys in real time here. I just cannot find it. Where the fuck did it go? You know, when you have so much stuff on your computer. Oh, this is so annoying. Okay, hold on. Oh, my God. I need you to do right. Okay, we're in the middle of production. Okay. Okay, boom. There we go. All right, so I'm about to get it up right now. Oh, my God. Okay. So then you have. Okay. Now you have Bobby Lights on Instagram. You know, somebody tell Lil Nas X, I'm trying to ride till I can't no more. Like, come on. Like, that's like, girl. I can't take that. Like, that's so thirsty. So thirsty to be involved. Like, so thirsty for to be trending. So thirsty to just have attention. So thirsty. Thirsty, 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 thirsty. I'm so over that. Like, I don't understand. Like, come on. Like, that's so thirsty. That's right. Niggas don't want to come out because of that shit. Like, nigga, I don't want to be associated. Lil Nas X do not want to be associated with Bobby Light. If he did, he would have did a song with you. You know what I mean? That's the kind of situation. Like, just be cool. You don't have to post a nigga on your thing talking about you want to ride his dick. Like, come on. That's so thirsty. That's so thirsty. That's so thirsty. I be so over that. So yeah, you know. So that was another one of the issues. But listen, so we probably will do a part two to this. I'm gonna look into it. We'll probably do a deep dive as things come out because it's only Monday, people. So I'm sure this thing is gonna go and 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 go. All right, so I want to thank you guys all for watching. Shout out to my B&B squad. Shout out to my moderators. Shout out to all the callers. Shout out to my friends and family over there on Facebook. Make sure you guys like the Armand Wiggins Show like page there on Facebook. If you haven't subscribed to The Greatest Show on YouTube, make sure you guys do so here. All right, guys, I love you. Thanks for watching. Until next time, I want you to keep that same energy, and I'll see you soon.